Measure for Measure by William Shakespeare. Act 1. Scene 1. An apartment in the Duke's palace. Enter Duke, Aeschylus, lords and attendants.
Aeschylus.
My lord.
Of government, the properties to unfold would seem in me to affect speech and discourse. Since I am put to know that your own science exceeds in that the list of all advice my strength can give you, then no more remains but that to your sufficiency as your worth is able. And let them work. The nature of our people, our cities, institutions, and the terms for common justice, you're as pregnant in as art and practice hath enriched any that we remember. There is our commission, from which we would not have you warp. Call hither, I say, bid come before us, Angelo.
Exit an attendant.
What figure of us think you he will bear? For you must know we have with special soul elected him our absence to supply, lent him our terror, dressed him with our love, and given his deputation all the organs of our own power. What think you of it?
If any in Vienna be of worth to undergo such ample grace and honour, it is Lord Angelo.
Look where he comes.
Enter Angelo.
Always obedient to your grace's will, I come to know your pleasure.
Angelo, there is a kind of character in thy life that to the observer doth thy history fully unfold. Thyself and thy belongings are not thine own so proper as to waste thyself upon thy virtues, they on thee. Heaven doth with us as we with torches do, not light them for themselves. For if our virtues did not go forth of us, 'twere all alike as if we had them not. Spirits are not finely touched, but to fine issues, nor nature never lends the smallest scruple of her excellence. But like a thrifty goddess, she determines herself the glory of a creditor, both thanks and use. But I do bend my speech to one that can my part in him advertise. Hold, therefore, Angelo, in our remove be thou at full ourself. Mortality and mercy in Vienna live in thy tongue and heart. Old Aeschylus, though first in question, is thy secondary. Take thy commission.
Now, good my lord, let there be some more test made of my mettle before so noble and so great a figure be stamped upon it.
No more evasion. We have, with a leavened and prepared choice, proceeded to you. Therefore take your honours. Our haste from hence is of so...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?